So we're joined here by Terry McMillan, our top fuel champion here at the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals. Second career win here this weekend at the 64th running of the U.S. Nationals. His last win, first win, was at Fall in Las Vegas of 2017. So, again, just like we talked to JR, it's a blur, I'm sure, at this point. It's going to settle in, but, man, you're here and you've done it.
You know, it's so surreal because it's... And it's one of the most prestigious races out there, you know, other than winning the championship. And, you know, don't get me wrong, winning Vegas was phenomenal, being the first race. But, you know, to have your name on Indy, that you won Indy is, man, that's one of the highest accomplishments you can ever have. And hats off to my entire team for giving us a good car and just making it consistent and nobody making mistakes and just going down the track. It was tough conditions out there. And, you know, my team, they prevailed.
Days like this, successes like this, do you allow yourself to believe or think about your team being a championship contender here in 2018?
I've always known that this year was going to be a good year. Could I have scripted it was going to be this good? Probably not. You know, everybody was back for their second year, so we didn't have to have boot camp, essentially. And so basically everybody knew their job and was able to go out there and perform it, so it gave more time for Rob to spend on the computer and start diagnosticing each run and looking at it so that we can make those changes. And, you know, as we started getting some momentum, I mean, this is our fifth final round, you know, and that's pretty phenomenal. We're just thinking to ourselves, heck, if we can just get maybe two or three of these in the countdown, we get screwed up and be champions, you know. So it's pretty awesome. It's phenomenal.
Talk about the day-to-day as a driver. You know, track was obviously very tricky. Conditions for the fans were rough. They're out there in t-shirts, and you got to wear a snowsuit there. So talk about kind of mentally preparing yourself to race today and what the conditions of the track were.
Well, let me give you a heads up about the fire suit. Rob won't let me take it off because he says I need to lose 10 pounds. You know, that's crew chief, though. They had this mixed mentality. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it was just staying focused in what our job was, you know, and everybody did their job. And if they did theirs, I did mine, you know, we would have an opportunity to create that opportunity. And we did just that. And it was just, you know, finding consistency and just making it go down the track because it was brutal out there. And certainly, you know, it was great cars, I mean, that won Indy many, many times, multiple times. And so, you know, to go out there and actually secure a win in Indy, being our first one, and it was really cool. I have to say that Doug Collette had never won Indy either, so it's definitely going to be a new winner in Indy, and that was pretty phenomenal in itself.
One last question before I turn it over. You mentioned that you had all the same crew come back this year, and that helps with your consistency and during your service and everything. Speak to me about Rob Wendland as a coach for those guys and girls.
The one key factor with Rob Wendland is he's extremely organized. You know, he came into the program. It took us a little time to get up, but he brought organization. He made each and every player become organized, keep really, really good records, how many runs that we had on certain pieces of the car, so that we weren't blowing it up. We were changing them out in a, you know, proper time frame. And so his organization skills is what set the pace and the tone, I guess, if you will. And then from then on, he's deadly. You keep, you know, we had five runs in the right lane. We're going to get down it, you know. I mean, if we don't, there's really something wrong. So, you know, that's where he's strong at. And once he gets that rolling, we're in pretty good shape. And it seems like whenever we get past the first round, we go the distance here lately. So, you know, I'm hoping there's many more of these. But right now, I really want my team and everybody to enjoy this one because this is special.
Did you take us down the last lap?
The light turned yellow. I closed my eyes, counted to four, and I seen a wind line in my lane. You know, I don't know. It was, I know Doug's extremely tough. Cletus are always tough, and Doug has a better record on me than I do him. And so I knew that we had to do our job, but he went out there and he drilled me on the light. I think he had a 47 light, and, you know, my 71 or whatever it was. And, you know, we were just fortunate enough by the time we got 60 foot. Looking at the time slip, we were out in front and we really never looked back. So it took a lot of finesse to get the car down the track. We really didn't figure on being in the left lane. We kind of figured we'd end up in the right lane because he had choice. And so, you know, it was it just kind of worked to our advantage, I think, being in the right lane. Go left lane.
So Terry, back in Seattle, when you had everything go wrong and you were ready to quit, was that what was running through your mind when you closed your eyes for that trip down the drag strip and you opened up.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I was probably cheering up because here it is, the final round in Indy, and I'm in it. You know, it just doesn't happen that often. It's a real difficult task. So, you know, when we went up there, we got the car started, you know, I just put my race face on and just tried to be consistent in what we were doing, trying to get the car back in proper time so we didn't overheat the clutch and just do all the things that I'm supposed to do. And you know, Rob Willen, he gave me the power in the car to get down the track.
At what point did you realize this moment was not too big for you?
I still don't know that I have. You know, it's like I said, it's just incredible. I mean, as a kid, I've always dreamed of winning Indy. I used to bring my kids down here. We used to watch the race all the time, saying, "Man, I want to be that guy one day." And you know, and here we are. We accomplished that, and you know, all that again is to my team and all our marketing partners. But man, I'm the most blessed person in the world right now, being able to walk out here and saying that I won Indy. Nobody can take that away from us, and it's pretty awesome.
One last thing, we saw after you won, there was a big group of Amalie, looked like folks wearing Amalie shirts in the grandstands. I don't know if they were just fans or if there was folks from Amalie here this weekend.
There was nobody here from Amalie other than Charlie. They were just all fans. It was pretty incredible coming down the return road, because every time I go down there, I would make it a habit to wave to the fans, because you know, the reason we're here, you know, and they keep us all motivated going down the track. And they were just cheering and doing the chomp, you know, our alligator chomp thing. And the green shirts were flowing, so it was quite a special day. And just watching my team perform this weekend again, I knew we were in a good place. Did I think we could win Indy? I think everybody has a chance to win Indy, but you know, they did it. You know, they did it.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Real quick, Terry. 3 years ago, guys were going to NHRA complaining about it, trying to get you run off the property. And here you are winning the biggest race of the year. That's reminiscent of some other people we know that continue to persevere. Can you talk about when you go home and look at your crew guys, your sponsors, this is what you've spent decades building towards and saying, I can do this. When many, many people are saying, you don't have a chance. Today, do you think that validates all those years of hard work?
It certainly does. I think that, you know, while we struggled in the beginning and trying to come out here with teams that just had multiple crew chiefs and more talent than we could ever expect to have at that point in time, it was difficult. We were breaking the car every time. It was blowing up and spit parts all over. And I have to be honest, man, I was frustrated. I walked away in Charlotte. It was like, you know, I can't do this anymore. This one is not fun, it's not safe, and more importantly, I can't afford it. But it goes back to bringing Rob in. When I made that change and started with Rob, and then we built a team around the car, things turned. And it was just the ability now to have great people, you know, inventory of parts, knowing how many runs we have on the parts, not guessing, we absolutely know. And so now we know a routine to service everything. And since we've started doing that, we've eliminated the failures for the most part. It's going to happen. I mean, you pull the wire on a nitro car, you know, something's going to go wrong, but, you know, occasionally. But we've been really blessed and fortunate. And I think everybody knows we're here. I mean, this is our fifth final round so far. And I think we're proving a point that we actually earned the right to be here.
Thank you, Terry.